This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The two sites that are open are Austin Street at 2929 Hickory Street, Dallas, and Fair Park Grand Building at 3701 Grand Avenue. We have been open since Saturday. Sunday did not hit our triggers, but in our policy, if there is one day that does not hit our triggers between 2 days that do, we will remain open. So as of today, we had 263 people at Austin Street Shelter Saturday, February 15th. Then the next day, we started to hit 75% capacity there, opened up Fair Park Grand on Sunday, February 16th, and had 295 at Austin Street and 256 at Fair Park Grand Place. We will have another announcement of how many we had tonight in tomorrow's briefing. Along with the press release that activates cold weather shelter every morning. For more information and to know where to go in terms of pickup zones to transport to shelter, please go to dallascityhall.com and go to the Office of Homeless Solutions. There is a banner there for cold weather that will take you straight to the pickup zones and the activated shelter links. For people who are not going to go inside, we strongly recommend that you do for the best chance of survival. But if not, there are rec centers, one in each district, that have cold weather kits that will offer a chance of survival if you're going to stay outside. Those are also on the website. For volunteer opportunities, you can check in with us at ohsvolunteer@dallas.gov. You can also look at Austin Street's website. There are multiple wish lists out there, I believe, from Austin Street and other participating nonprofits around what it is that they need during inclement weather. We expect that this will be a longer activation period. So donations and volunteers later in the week when people are tired and have been working for a while will be really, really welcome.
Hey, for more episodes like this and breaking news and weather alerts, follow KRLD in the Odyssey app. Now to follow, download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. Search for KRLD and then tap follow in the upper right-hand corner.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, wow, it is So cold this morning.
Yeah, some of the coldest temperatures of the winter.
And are we going to set some records? Well, let's ask Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Danny, is this record-breaking cold?
9's the record this morning back in the cold time of the late 70s, 1978. And the record tomorrow morning is 19. I'm forecasting a low of about 12. So, yeah, we got to shatter the record tomorrow and come close to breaking the record of 18 on Friday morning. Extreme cold warning, folks, until mid-morning tomorrow due to dangerous wind chills. And we get those warnings when it feels like it's 10 degrees or lower. The light snow will continue to fall in some areas, especially due south of Area Lakes, with a light dusting in some areas as daylight is showing its face, and the roads are fine. So be careful out there. It's cold.
The bottom has dropped out of our thermometers this morning, and we sent Kurt Lewis out to DFW Airport to see just how cold it is.
I'm here inside Terminal E, where early morning travelers are arriving, bundled up to the hilt against the morning cold. We're in the teens with wind chill factors in the single digits, sometimes the single digits below zero, all because of that frozen north wind just absolutely howling in gusts of 20 to more than 30 miles an hour. Just getting here to the airport is the most dangerous part of the journey. Even with just the small fraction of an inch of rain we saw yesterday, there is genuine concern about icy roads.
TxDOT crews have been out since Friday pre-treating the roads, laying down that initial layer of brine. We finished that up over the weekend.
TxDOT's Tony Hartzell also says they're keeping an eye on the cameras in the Dallas District Traffic Management Center, which covers more than a half dozen counties. Now, these temperatures and wind chills are quite literally life-threatening, so don't be outside this morning unless you really, really have to. From DFW Airport, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And now we continue our team coverage with this on-the-road report from Austin York. Austin.
Guys, it's colder out there than a brass toilet seat in the Yukon. It is windy, which is making things a lot worse. What's crazy is I'm out on the roadways right now, and before I got on 75, I noticed a guy on a bicycle riding right now. He looked like he meant to be out there, but he was not having fun. And what's more, guys, I see snowflakes falling down right now. Very light, not accumulating, but snow is falling very lightly here in Dallas. Along North Central Expressway, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A bicycle. Wow. Well, most North Texas schools are having class today. Prosper ISD is an exception. No school today for kids in Prosper. Same story for neighboring Salina ISD. Greenville ISD also closed today. Now, Dallas ISD, Irving, and Richardson canceled outdoor activities through Thursday. It's just too cold out there. Others like Azle, DeSoto, and Mansfield ISD canceled all after-school activities for today.
You want to help out during times like these? There's a great way to do it. Nobody wants to be left out in the cold. You can help make a difference.
We expect that this will be a longer activation period, so donations and volunteers later in the week when people are tired and have been working for a while will be really, really welcome.
Christine Crossley, the director of Dallas's Office of Homeless Solutions, knows firsthand the need of volunteers is crucial for all of our local organizations currently doing their best to provide protection from the freeze. Our calling is once again sheltering people during these dangerous temperatures, and they also need your help, being that they are Texas's largest inclement shelter for the homeless. They are in constant need of assistance. Volunteers 18 and older can sign up at ourcalling.org/cold. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Do you guys want to hear a regrettably tragic story?
Oh, do I?
Yeah, I knew you would. So I'm going to take you back to 1999. Do you remember Columbine, the massacre at Columbine High School in Colorado?
Yep. You could forget it.
12 people were killed, 12 students and one teacher, so 13 people were killed. Do you know that the death toll has now gone up one more?
No.
As someone who was injured in that shooting in 1999 has now died at the age of 43, and they're saying that she died of natural causes stemming from her injuries in Columbine in 1999.
Oh, my.
This woman, her name, Anne Marie Hochhalter, she was 43 years old at the time of her death. She was wheelchair-bound. She was paralyzed in the 1999 shooting. She kind of famously forgave the shooter's parents in this incident, but very publicly forgave them. But she has now died.
Wow.
Terrible for her family.
And even worse, so after the shooting in 1999, her mother killed herself. So her mother committed suicide 6 months after the Columbine shooting. So this poor girl has seen so much loss, so much death. I can't imagine. And now to have lost her 40, you know, at the age of 43, what is it, 25 years later, just sad. I told you it was going to be a tragic story, didn't
That's
I?
Awful. Yeah. Absolutely awful.
After enjoying a short work week, of course, here's David Johnson.
Well, we've got a short work week, but a busy work week with lots of news and some renewed concerns. Gee, how long has it been since we heard talk about tariffs? 72 hours?
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's back again. Tough tariff talk. The suggestion now that we're going to put tariffs on foreign cars, 25% on them, and chips, semiconductor chips, and maybe pharmaceuticals. They may not come until April. But that's rekindling some of the inflation fears. You saw interest rates moving back up yesterday. They're up again today, 4.57% on the 10-year. Then also some other comments. Donald Trump Jr. remarked that the U.S. should be prepared to confront any potential military challenges from China while remaining open to diplomatic talks with China. But again, that kind of bubbles up the uncertainty, and it's taking its toll. Right now, the Dow looks down a little over 100 points. The NASDAQ down 25. The S&P average, fresh off making a new historic closing high yesterday, looks down about 10 points. Individual stocks, let's watch Southwest again. They have that pact with Elliott Management. Remember, there was sort of a standstill there. Southwest reconstituted the board and put in a lot of changes, extra wide seating and assigned seats and all that stuff. Now, Southwest has approved a pact from Elliott to increase their ownership from almost 15% to almost 20% of the company, which means, you know, Elliott must like what they see. We've got economic news coming today. Housing starts and building permits will be out. Then a little later on this morning, we'll hear from the Fed's Open Market Committee minutes for the last meeting. Like I say, interest rates are a little bit higher. Crude's up 69 cents, 72.54. And gold is up another $8.30 today, $29.57.50. Stocks look lightly lower across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 7:26 now on the KRLD Morning News. As the United Nations, check that, the United Kingdom now says it is ready to send troops to Ukraine.
Ooh, well, let's talk about crypto. Texas may soon be one of the first states to establish a government-backed Bitcoin fund.
Texas has its own gold bullion depository. Now there's talk of a strategic cryptocurrency reserve. State Senator Charles Schwertner says it would serve as a hedge against inflation and economic downturns.
We can buy land, we can buy gold. I think the state of Texas should have the option of evaluating the best performing asset of the last 10 years.
This comes as Texas is trying to position itself as a hub for cryptocurrency. Opponents, though, said at a hearing this week that Bitcoin valuations are too volatile to serve as a state investment. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas police officer arrested in September for sexually assaulting a child is now out of a job. Interim Police Chief Michael Igo has now fired Officer Brennan Wilkinson. He was arrested on charges out of Little Elm in Denton County. He's also accused of indecency with a child.
It is 7:27. North Texas is growing faster. And faster. And there's one city in the area that is seen as one of the centers of the growth right now. It's the city of Salina in Collin County. It started out the 21st century with fewer than 2,000 people living there. But by the end of last year, it had grown to around 53,000. And today, it's at more than 66,000. It's the fastest growing city in the country. One of Salina's former fire chiefs has a really bold prediction. Mark Metker says he wouldn't be surprised if Salina goes as high as 400,000 in the future. That would make it bigger than New Orleans or Wichita, Kansas. If you think about it, it's right near Frisco. And remember how tiny Frisco used to be?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, it just blown up. Salina's on that same type of trajectory.
It's crazy to say tiny and Frisco because these days it just doesn't go together.
No, it doesn't.
I remember when the tollway would just end
right
in Frisco. It just stopped.
Well, that's
changed. There'll
be
other people that say, yeah, I remember when it ended like at LBJ.
Yeah.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.